So could you start by saying your name, your hometown, and if you're guest or staff?
My name is Cindy Tuiscu, and I'm on staff in the Craft Cave.
And where are you from?
I live in Northern California in Auburn.
Great. And what other, or how many years have you come to Holden?
I think 7 or 8, but over a period of probably 26 or 27 years.
So you had something in mind that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I was just thinking about my first time at Holden, which I think was maybe 27 years ago. I grew up in Western Washington, so I'd always heard about Holden, but it took moving to California for me to actually get here. I moved to Fortuna, California, and the congregation there has a history of coming 1 week every summer. And so while I was down there, I kind of jumped on board with that. I happened to be back up in Washington, working on my master's degree in Central Washington when the congregation came up. And so I met them out here. And the congregation was not aware of the fact that I was dating their pastor. And so they came up here with their pastor, who had not ever been here before either. So it was really, I just remember it being really fun sneaking around the village with my pastor, because everything's more fun if it's clandestine. And so whenever we would see somebody from our congregation, it's like, okay, jump in the bushes, because they can't see us together, because dating your pastor is kind of an iffy thing. And so I just remember that as being really fun, sneaking around the village trying to, hook up with my pastor. I was probably, let's see, 27, 20, 26, 27, something like that. So that was really fun. And then shortly after we went back to our real lives in California, we became engaged and put an announcement in our church newsletter that we were going to be married. And you could tell who had read the newsletter and who hadn't the next Sunday, because there was all this buzz about, this marriage. And I remember our church organist coming and someone saying, Cindy's getting married. And she's like, to who? And someone else pointing to the pastor's office, to him. And like, do you even know him? That we had really very successfully pulled off this sneaking around. And every now and then people in the congregation would say, doesn't he know you're perfect for him? And they'd invite us over for dinner at the same time to try to set us up, not knowing that we were already together. But I just have fond memories of sneaking around Holden. That was kind of a fun way to get together.
Did you have any favorite hiding places around Holden?
Yeah, actually I did. It's very nice in Narnia at night. There's nobody over there. And so there were a few little nice secret hiding places that people don't frequent, in
Clever.
so that was fun.
Wow.
My first year at Holden.
Yeah, so how long was the time that you two were both up here together?
Just a week. We were just up here for a week, with our congregation. Then I had to go back to finish school in Ellensburg. And so that's my first time at Holden, and they've all been wonderful experiences ever since then. We've come back a few times together. I've come out here with my mother, and come out here with myself several times, and it's all great.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.